everyone. This is Leslyn Keith, President of the Board of Directors at Lipedema Project and Director of Research. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today, I have an excerpt for you from an interview with Jackie Eberstein from our Lipedema and Keto Worldwide Summit that was held in 2017. Jackie worked as a nurse for Dr. Robert Atkins for over 30 years. Dr. Atkins popularized a low-carb diet in the 70s and 80s. In this excerpt, Jackie talks about her early days working with Dr. Atkins and how it transformed her life.
I'm a nurse, and I had had a background of working in ICU and recovery room and was a little burned out and got married, moved to New York City in 1973, and I was looking for a nice 9-to-5 Monday through Friday job. I figured I'd work a few years, get married, and had children. And I was going for interviews, and an employment agency sent me to Dr. Atkins. This was in 74. This was a year and a half after his first book, Diet Revolution, came out. And I certainly knew who he was because I saw him on TV, and I saw his books advertised and that sort of thing. And I really didn't want to go on the interview because I really didn't want to have anything to do with nutrition. I didn't want to have anything to do with weight loss. That was just not something I was interested in. Even though I dieted myself since I was 12, which is when I started young women do when they go through menarche. So he talked me into going, and I went. And I had an interview with his head nurse, and she liked me, and she wanted me to meet Dr. Atkins. And I had an interview with him. And after some discussion, I told him how much I didn't approve of what he does or about what he did, because I really didn't want the job. He asked me if I could start work on Monday. This was a Thursday. And for some odd reason, I accepted. I took this job that I really don't want, and I'm not sure why I accepted it. Now, that was 1974, and I was at Atkins' office in 2003 after his death. I had a medical problem. I was in my early 20s then, and I was not heavy, but I have a family history on the other side of morbid obesity. And as a nurse, I knew that those were risk factors. So I started dieting on and off when I was 12 because I'd put on some weight, and then I would take it off and then gain it back. I didn't know at the time. I looked back and figured it out that I was a real carb addict. I grew up on carbs. I grew up on bread and potatoes and candy and cake and all of that. And one piece was never enough. I was always preoccupied with it. And I always had this drive to have to eat carbs. And I developed cardiac symptoms that no one could diagnose. So I was put on 3 cardiac medications and sent on my way in my middle 20s. And I knew I didn't have a heart problem, but these symptoms would come and they would go. And there would be other symptoms. My hands would shake. I'd break out in a cold sweat. I would get irritable. I'd have difficulty remembering things. My heart would be racing. Sometimes it would be skipping every other heartbeat. I'd wake up in the middle of the night with chest pain and didn't really know what any of these symptoms were from. They ruled out hyperthyroid, they ruled out an adrenal tumor, and finally figured, well, we'll just give you medication to suppress your cardiac symptoms, which they did. And after a few months, I stopped it because I knew that really wasn't what was wrong with me. So I was working with Dr. Atkins just for a couple months, and I started as a staff nurse drawing blood and doing vital signs and EKGs and teaching people how to follow a low-carb diet. In those days, I smoked, and I also drank a lot of caffeine. And my hands were shaking, and I was just struggling with my usual symptoms. And he asked me what was wrong, and I explained my history. And he looked at me, and he said, well, you have hypoglycemia. We're going to do a glucose tolerance test on you. And at that time, he was doing a glucose tolerance test on every one of his new patients, which was something that was pretty much unheard of. But we learned a lot by doing that. And when we added insulin levels to the glucose tolerance test, we learned a great deal about the progression of insulin resistance to type 2 diabetes. And in the middle of that progression, we have people with unstable blood sugar. And that is what I was suffering from. My blood sugar would drop several hours after eating things I shouldn't have been eating, or not eating at all if I went long periods of time. And I would use caffeine and cigarettes to keep myself going, which only made the whole reaction continue. And he did the glucose tolerance on me, and it was one of the worst results I still ever saw in all the years I was with him. My blood sugar went very high, and it dropped very low. And at the third hour, I fainted, revived me, But I understood why I had all these symptoms and what was wrong with me. And so that's what led me to doing a carbohydrate restriction, because it's the only thing that's going to stop that reaction from happening. And so I've done it ever since. And frankly, Dr. Atkins saved my life, because I know I would have had diabetes by this time. I realized once I knew what I had, I thought back in all the times I would diet on my own. And what I used to do was I gave up the donuts and the other things I used to eat, and the bread and the potatoes and the french fries. And I would eat protein and I would eat salad and vegetables. So what I had myself on at the times I lost weight and got better was actually a low carb diet, even though I never realized it at the time until I worked with Bob and could look back and figure it out. The ideas that I figured out to stay on track and sharing that with them meant a lot, because they were talking to someone who'd been through it and who understood it, not simply just reeling off this information without ever knowing what the experience of using the information was like. I have to say that from the very first few weeks I started to work with Bob, people came in, and it was basically at that point a weight loss practice. He later got into complementary medicine, and we saw people with all sorts of medical conditions, but the foundation of his treatment was always his low-carb program. To see where these people were coming in, losing weight without hunger, without cravings, losing a lot of inches out of proportion. Most people don't understand that because they're so addicted to their scale. But it's really the inch loss that is what we want.
That was so interesting, listening to Jackie's story about working with Dr. Atkins. And thank you also to you, our listeners. If you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lipedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or Amazon Alexa, or at lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time for another Living Well with Lipedema flash briefing.